Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance amending Borough Code KPB 2.40.015 and KPB 2.40.030 to reduce the number of seats on the Planning Commission and provide for an orderly process for the seat reduction. It was brought to the meeting by Assembly Members Elam and Hibbert. In a memo sent to the Borough Assembly, it states, presently there are 9 Assembly Members and 14 Planning Commission members. There do not appear to be any other Planning Commissions in the state of Alaska with so many members. Additionally, Borough Code requires the Borough to compensate its Planning Commission members at the rate of $175 per regular or special meeting attended. The chairperson is compensated at the rate of $200 per regular or special meeting, and the Planning Commission members serving on the Plat Committee receive an additional $25. Aligning the number of Planning Commission member seats to be consistent with the number of Assembly Member seats will reduce the aggregate cost of compensation the borough must pay to its Planning Commission members by approximately $40,698. The addition of code provision for elimination of Planning Commission member seat will allow for an orderly and fair process when Planning Commission member seats are consolidated. Discussion was raised by the public if all areas of the borough would be represented on the Planning Commission. Assembly President Brent Johnson answered, the members represent the whole borough.
Just like the assembly, the 9 districts encompass all of the borough. And so however we carve out the Planning Commission, everybody in the borough is going to be represented. Furthermore, each member on the Planning Commission has to represent all of the borough, not just the people in their area. That's what the new ordinance is going to say.
Assembly Member Tyson Koss submitted a laid-down ordinance substitute.
I would like to move to amend with a ordinance 2023-11 substitute. It is the one we discussed earlier today. The biggest change to this one is that there would be 9 seats. 4 of the seats would be cities. They would be Seward, Homer, Soldotna, and Kenai. And then the other 5 seats would be at-large seats throughout the district, proportioned in the areas. We talked about that it wouldn't necessarily be by population, but more by district area.
Then Cox offered an amendment to the substitute.
In section 4, I wanted to bring forward an amendment to add the words. I'm just going to read the whole section so that, and then I'll tell you where I'm adding. Is section 4 would read that the assembly requests that the borough administration provide a map. What would be added is to be approved by resolution for the at-large district boundaries that effectuates the intent of the at-large district boundaries. Well, why I'm adding that is I know there was concern earlier today on what that would look like. And so what my wish would be is that at our next meeting, have that come forward as a resolution.
All was taken into consideration before the ordinance was enacted by a 5-3 vote to reduce the seats to 9. On Saturday, June 10th, at approximately 8:24 p.m., while rabbit hunting north of the Sterling Highway at milepost 73.5, Nicholas Abram, age 34 of Sterling, was attacked by a sow brown bear with cubs. Abraham was able to shoot the cow with a .44 caliber handgun. Abraham had non-life-threatening injuries. He was able to drive himself to the hospital where he was treated for minor injuries. Alaska wildlife troopers investigated the site for the bear mauling Sunday, and they did not find any cubs in the area. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski and other senators Thursday, June 8th, introduced the Judicial Efficiency Improvement Act of 2023, a bill that would split the massively overburdened 9th U.S. District Court of Appeals and create a new 12th U.S. District Court of Appeals. More on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.